You're listening to Adler Online on CKNW News Talk 980.
John McComfort, Charles Adler, along the Chorus Radio Network. The mysterious half-smile that has intrigued viewers of the Mona Lisa for centuries isn't really that difficult to interpret. According to Dutch researchers, they say she was smiling because she was happy. Duh. 83% happy, they say. This is according to scientists at the University of Amsterdam. One of them is Dr. Theo Habers. He's an associate professor in the Intelligent Systems Laboratory in Amsterdam. He's joining us this afternoon from Montreal. Doctor, great to have you on our show. Thanks for your patience. We appreciate you joining us.
Okay, yeah.
Tell me about, how did you come to the conclusion that the Mona Lisa, or at least the woman in the painting, was happy?
So we have developed this software in collaboration with the Beckman Institute of the University of Illinois. And the software is really robust. It's very easy. So you have an image, and you apply the software on this image. Usually it contains a face, and we extract the external features from the face, and then we compare it to a prototypical neutral face. And what's coming up is that we discovered that she was 83% happy. Are you still there?
Yes. Yeah, go ahead.
No, the line is not so good now.
She was 83% happy.
Yeah, that's correct. However, we also discovered that she was 9% disgusted. So there was something going on there.
Yeah.
But we cannot look in her mind.
No.
We can only say something about external feelings of people.
So she was, by and large, she was pretty happy when the portrait was painted, but she was also 9% disgusted, 6% fearful, and 2% angry.
Exactly, yeah.
And you can determine this all from the computer software and the way that it scanned the picture.
Yeah, that's true, yeah. So the software is really simple. It runs on a normal PC with some webcam. So we applied it to, after Mona Lisa, we applied also to President Bush and other people. So we can apply it to any image or video if you want to.
How happy is George Bush?
Well, I cannot say much about the result there, but he is looking surprised.
He's looking surprised?
Yeah.
Hmm. I think a lot of people are surprised by George Bush.
But these results will come a little bit later.
What do we know about the woman in the now so famous painting of Mona Lisa?
Yeah, so what I said before, so we can only detect external feeling,
right,
and not the internal emotion. So we cannot prove or disprove the controversial theories about the painting.
What are some of the theories?
Maybe it is Leonardo da Vinci in a woman's dress, but we cannot say anything about that.
I think there's still some debate about the identity of the woman herself, isn't there?
Yeah. So there's still a lot of speculations going on. So we did not prove that or disprove that.
So you can't tell whether it's Leonardo da Vinci in a dress, eh?
Not that that in detail. That the software is mostly detecting the facial features to classify the emotion.
Right.
So it does not identify or recognize persons.
What's the point of a piece of software like this? What are its practical uses other than trying to figure out how Mona Lisa was feeling?
So, of course, the real research goals of this software could be, of course, a natural human-computer interaction. So if you are not happy, the computer can detect that by means of a webcam and send you some cheerful message. Or we also apply it for detecting mental diseases. And lately, there's another application which is monitoring the attention level and the fitness of a driver. So you equip your car with a webcam,
right?
And it's monitoring your attention level. But you can also use it in computer games, smart houses, anything you want.
So you could have a computer cam in your car, and it would alert your family as you're driving home what kind of mood you're in.
Exactly. So that's true. So everything which can be recorded by a simple camera, digital camera or video webcam, we can analyze that, and we can do alerts, and you can get home very happy, fool.
Is there any way of fooling it? Like if you plastered just a silly grin on your face all the time, would you be able to fool the software?
Yeah, that's a good question. So we tested it on a lot of people, and we have seen that the software is quite robust. So, for example, partial occlusions, you put your hands in front of your face, to a certain extent, of course, they still recognize your emotions. However, if you are, for example, feeling badly or sad, and you pretend to be happy, well, our software will discover that you are happy. So we cannot say anything about your internal emotions, only the external ones.
Yeah. Well, Doctor, we appreciate your time and appreciate you joining us there from Montreal. Good luck and continued success.
Okay, thank you very much.
Dr. Theo Havers, he is an associate professor with the Intelligent Systems Laboratory in Amsterdam, and as you heard there, joined us from Montreal. Leonardo DiCaprio in a dress. That's how rumors get started. Leonardo da Vinci in a dress. I hadn't heard that one about that was the Mona Lisa. Never mind. John McComfort, Charles Adler, Adler Online. You learn a little, and then you fall off the cutting edge.